Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Here's Dr. Nick Sauter.
Here at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we not only provide the latest technology in diagnostic and evaluation tools, but the most advanced surgical and non-surgical procedures in our field. And because the convenience of our patients is a priority, we also book appointments at our satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Sauter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
Well, Nelton got the ball to start to this second half, and their first possession ends in a turnover.
Love it. Mountain Home showed a 1-3-1 as they walked out on the court, and as soon as they threw the ball in, we switched to man and turnover, but Lakin turned it right back over.
Yes, here as Franklin gets the steal, she goes back the other way, coast to coast for the layup. Good. She has 8 on the night. 32-11, Mountain Home up as we're 30 seconds into the second half. Moore into the front court, gives to McCarn up top. Dribbles to the left side. Gives there to Moore. Moore will dribble it between the circles.
Get her hands off of her.
She's going toward the low block, yeah. And she's going to be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 7:18 left to play in the third quarter. They're going to give that foul, I believe, to Kaylee Franklin.
Yeah, she had her hands on her the whole time. She was just pushing up on her. And, you know, hey, Lakin did a good job being strong with it, taking it right through her body.
This will be Moore's first trip to the line tonight. First shot is up and good. That is on Franklin. That is her second personal foul. First team foul against the Lady Raiders here in the third quarter.
I think Lakin can get that anytime she wants for the offensive side of the ball.
Moore's second free throw's up. She gets both. She has 5 on the night.
Now we're dropping back in that 1-3-1 here.
34-21, Lady Bombers up. Ball goes into the front court to Hardaway. 7:10 left to play in the third quarter. Ball knocked away, but Nelson's able to get it back and avoid the turnover.
Oh, this is good, Matt. Seeing Brooklyn Mitchell active at the top of this 1-3-1. I'm telling you, it is something that we've been lacking.
Patterson threw it down to Collins, and then she's going to throw it off the foot of McCarns, going out of bounds. It will be Nelton's ball on the far sideline with 17 left on the shot clock.
You remember playing Greenwood and seeing Anna Trustee up there, Maddie Cartwright up at the top of that 1-3-1, long and active. That's what Brooklyn's looking like for the Lady Bombers.
Ball goes to Collins. Her three-pointer is blocked, and the ball comes to Patterson. She's going to be able to get the layup to beat the shot clock.
Unfortunate. Anna McCarn got a good block, and it just went right into the hands of Nettleton.
Yep. That is 7 on the night for Patterson. 34-23, Mounts home up. 6.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Moore throws it near the top to McCarn. Over on the left side to Yonkers.
Nice.
Gives it to McCarn in the lane. She's going in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up. Shot wouldn't go, so it's going to be a two-shot opportunity for Anna McCarn.
Yeah, Nelton has no answer for that. No answer on either side. You got Livy Fossness with a high pick and roll on the right side. Okay, that wasn't there. Guess what? We're going to go to Anna McCarn on the other side, and she's going to take it hard and hit to the free throw line.
That is Caden Hardaway's third personal foul. Second team foul against Nettleton here in the second quarter. McCarn hits the first free throw. I wasn't sure if they were going to count the basket again.
Yeah, no kidding.
McCarn's second shot is up. She gets both. She has 5 on the night.
Good pure stroke right there by Anna.
Yep. She is looks like a 3-for-5 from the line tonight. Here is
That's a foul.
Yep, McCarn's going to get called for the foul. Mounts home's up 36-23. McCarn picks up her second personal foul. First team foul against Mounts home here in the third quarter. 6:12 let's play in the period. Inbound pass goes to Hardaway. She'll get back to Patterson. Patterson gets by her defenders, going into the lane for the runner. Good. Kinsley Patterson with 9 on the night.
Yeah, Coach Leonard's getting on him, saying that's too easy. She just put her head down and went to the goal.
Mitchell with it.
Nice.
Finds Foster's cutting into lane. She's going to have her shot blocked, but gets the ball back. Couldn't get the layup to go. And this time the rebound is going to, Collins is going to be
hustle.
Able to save it in. Yeah, it was a good hustle by Jessica Collins. She'll give it to Patterson, who will walk it into the front court.
Close to 10.
It looked pretty close. And ball's knocked away, and they're going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Franklin, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball in the turnover. Whitten Colby's going to check back in for the Lady Bombers as Libby Fossness takes a seat. You know she'd like to have that last basket back.
Yeah, she would. But she had people hanging all over. Still, that's one she's going to wish that she had made. Nice give
Coleman
and go.
Gives it to McCarron, who dribbles into the lane, goes up for the layup, no good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt. They're going to give McCarron her third personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. 5:21, let's play in the third quarter. Fossness is going to check right back in as McCarron takes a seat. Melton's going to try to make it a single-digit margin right now. They're down by 11.
Well, I tell you, if McCarron can just start getting those to fall right around the basket. She's had tons of looks.
Here is Patterson with it. She'll give it to Collins. 1-3-1 once again from Mountain Home. Ball goes back to Patterson. She gets by Fossness, and she calls for the travel. 5:04 left to play in the third. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading 36-25. Here is Mitchell throwing it to Coleman in the right corner. Finds Fossus on the low block. She puts up the turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. Oh, man. And Cunningham gets the rebound.
Man, Mountain Home's had some point blank little chippies down below that we've just been able to get the fall.
Franklin goes in and just gets around Fossus to get that layup.
Yeah, just a great take right there. 9-point game.
Franklin in double figures with 10. Mounts home up 36-27. A little over 4.5 minutes left to play into the third quarter. Mitchell loses her footing, and Franklin comes up with a steal.
They got feet tripped up there.
Hardaway going coast to coast for the layup. It goes in and out, and the rebound's controlled by Fossness.
You slow things up right here.
4:16 left to play in the third. Mounts home with the ball, leading 36-27. Moore with it up top. Takes a screen for Fossness. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it there to Coleman. Up top to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to get by her defender. Finds Fossness in the lane. She'll be fouled from behind as she goes up, and she's going back to the free throw line with 4:01 left to play in the third.
Excellent take there by Brooklyn Mitchell. Brought the defense to her. Livy Fossness did an excellent job sealing off her girl over there and taking the foul.
That is Kaylee Franklin's third personal foul. Team foul number 3 against the Lady Raiders here in the third quarter. So Fossus back to the free throw line, where so far she is 3 of 4 with 7. First shot, no good. Taylor Thomas checking back in for Nettleton, as it will be Caden Hardaway taking a seat. So Fossus with one more chance to make it a double-digit lead once again. At first I thought I was hearing a bunch of people going, shh, but I realized, no, it's Nettleton's pom-poms.
Yeah.
Fossus does get the second free throw. She has 8, and she'll check out of the game as Sarah Williams comes in for the first time tonight. She is a 5'9 senior.
Yeah, she's been battling some plantar fasciitis, some foot pain, and kind of figured out she's going to play through the pain, and she's done a really good job for the Lady Bombers playing through it, and it's good to see her out there.
Yeah, Mountain Home going a little smaller this time. Ball goes to Thomas, gives it to Collins. Back to Thomas on the left side. Tries to throw it to Patterson. Ball goes wide of her, but Thomas is there to get the ball. She couldn't get the jumper. Actually, that was Cunningham with it. And Yonkers comes up with the ball. She brings it back the other way. Tries to throw it to Moore. Ball is knocked away. Yonkers is able to get it back and avoid the turnover. Gives it up to Moore. Up top to Mitchell. On the right side to Mitchell. She drills towards the low block.
Get in there.
Puts up the jumper. It falls short, but she draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 3:18 left to play in the third quarter. Taylor, go ahead.
Fourth foul by Nettleton already. Mountain Home will be shooting free throws here the rest of this quarter.
Yep, Taylor Thomas picks up her second personal foul. So Brooklyn Mitchell at the free throw line. So far, 2 of 2 from the line with 8 points. First shot is up and in. Yonkers going to check out of the game. She's walking a little gingery, looks like, as Lakin Anderson checks in. Mitchell's second free throw bounces around and falls in. So she's now double figures with 10.
4 for 4 from the line. Brooklyn doing a good job there.
Yep. 39-27, Mounts home up. Here is Thomas with it. Throws it to Collins, who has it on the right side. Loses the ball for foot, but gets it back to avoid the backcourt violation. Ball goes to Thomas, down to Franklin in the left corner. She drills to the low block.
Great defense there by Mountain Home. Sarah Williams, great job on the help.
But she throws it out to Collins, who's able to get the three. And Jessica Collins now with 5 on the night. Mountain Home up 39-30. 2:50 left to play in the third. Ball goes to Anderson on the right side. She drills to the elbow. Gives it to Mitchell. Mitchell has it on the right side. Out to Anderson. Up top to Moore. Gives it back to Anderson. Over to Moore on the right side. She's going to put up the three-pointer there on the wing. Good!
Boom. Great shot, Lakin Moore. That was a deep three.
Lake and Moore with eight on the night. Mount Holmes lead back to a dozen. 42-30 our score with 2:25 left to play in the third. Thomas with it just inside the half-court stripe. She's going to throw it to Collins. Back to Thomas. Back to Collins. Down to Cunningham in the right corner. Her pass to Collins knocked away, and Mitchell's not able to get the steal. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Nelson's ball with 2:10 left to play in the third. 17 left on the shot clock.
Good job, Brooklyn, getting a hand on the ball. Maybe went through some contact. Got lucky we didn't get a foul there.
Inbound pass goes to Collins. She'll give it to Thomas. Back to Collins. Finds Franklin cutting into the lane for the layup. Good.
Yeah, just threw it over the top. Mountain Home did a poor job rotating down on that wing spot. When that ball goes opposite, you got to drop down hard.
Kaylee Franklin with 12 on the night. Mount Home up 42-32. 1:50 left to play in the third. Here is Moore with it. Dribbles to the elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. Good!
No, don't let her get hot. Don't let her get hot. She's got that look in her eyes. Keep giving her the ball if you're the Lady Bombers.
Lake and Moore now in double figures with 10. Seven of those here in the third quarter alone. Ball is with Collins. She finds Franklin cutting into the lane, going in for another layup. No good, but draws contact. A late foul on Lake and Anderson, looks like.
Sarah Williams.
I'm sorry. So that is Williams' first personal foul. 13 foul against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. I was kind of wondering if they were going to call on the shot or after the shot, because it looked like it was kind of after the shot.
Yeah, but she definitely affected her shot.
Franklin's first free throw is up and in. That was her first free throw attempt of the night. She's got one more to shoot.
They've only shot four or two, actually. Nettleton, yeah. That's only their third free throw attempt.
Yep. Franklin gets both. She now has 14, eight of those here in the third quarter. Mounts home up 44-34, less than a minute and a half. Let's play end of the period. Ball goes into the front court to Anderson. She's going to throw it to Williams in the right corner, who puts up the three-pointer. Good!
Let's go, Sarah. Welcome to this game, Sarah Williams.
Her first 3 points of the night. Mount Holmes lead is now five possessions. 47-34 our score. 1:10 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Patterson going into
that's
lane.
That's an offensive foul.
No, they're going to call a block, I think.
Yeah, they call a block on the floor.
Wow, that's Sarah Williams' second personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Raiders. So the next one will put Nelton in the bonus.
Now I'm switching to man-to-man here on this out of bounds.
105, let's play in the third. Inbound pass goes to, I believe that was Cunningham. Yep. Oh, no, they're going to give that to Thomas. I thought it was Cunningham, but they said Thomas. Her first 3 points of the night. Now it's home up 47-37. 52 seconds left to play in the third. Moore's going to try to answer with a three of her own. It won't go. Rebound is chased down by Mitchell. Mount Home will get a fresh 35. Moore with it on the left side.
Nice take. Hits
by her defender. Goes in for the layup. It wouldn't go. And the rebound's knocked around and controlled by Cunningham. Ball goes quickly. Tried to throw it down to Franklin. Ball knocked away by Mitchell. It goes out of bounds. It will be Nelson's ball with 34.1 left to play in the third quarter. 4 second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Mount Holmes' lead right now is 10. Thomas will inbound it to Collins. She'll give it back to Thomas. Up top to Collins. Over to Cunningham on the right side. She's going to dribble down into lane, going in for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Anderson. Mount Holmes can hold for the last shot of the period.
Yeah, we're going 2-2. You want to take a 10-point lead into the fourth quarter. We get the ball to start that fourth quarter.
More into the front court. It has the ball knocked away by Cunningham, by Patterson, actually, and she's able to get the steal. Gives it to Cunningham, who's back the other way for the layup. It rolls out. An offensive rebound for Thomas. She couldn't get the foul to go.
They don't get a shot off.
They're not going to get the shot off, and Mount Home will have a double-digit lead going into the final period.
Mount Home got lucky right there.
Yep. So, with 8 minutes left to play in this one, it is Mountain Home leading Nettleton 47-37. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority.